Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2953, and today's date is December 20th, 2022, and the title of the episode is "The Fed Has Accelerated Its Plan. The People Are Realizing What They're Doing." Let's get into the economic collapse finance. Now, from the very beginning, Trump and the Patriots, they needed a way to expose the private Western Central Bank. They needed a way to show the people the truth. Because you have to remember, going back in time, when you go back to 1913, then you go back to 1971 when we came off the gold standard, then in 2008, 2009, it's the Fed pretty much took control over everything. It took control over the interest rates. It took control over the stock market. It took control over the entire world. And the people have been living in this economic illusion for a very long time. The people really don't know anything different than what the central bank has given us. What do I mean by this? Well, really think about what we're living in right now. They convinced us that debt is good. The world needs to function with debt. The world cannot function without debt. That the governments need to borrow the currency from this private Western Central Bank system. A private Western Central Bank system where they just push a button and create currency out of thin air in a matter of seconds. Yes, I know the process has changed over time, but think about what they've convinced the people of this country and the world, that we must borrow this money, and the people then are responsible for paying it back because there's interest attached. Remember, it's almost like going to a bank and saying, listen, I need a car loan right here, and I'd like to purchase this car. Well, yes, I can give you the money, but there's going to be interest, and you're going to have to pay this back over time. And actually, the amount that you took out is not the same amount that you pay back. Usually, it's double or triple what you actually took out. The same thing's happening here with the government. But we're dealing with a system that we don't need. Actually, it's a system that we never needed. But the private Western Central Bank, they convince the public, and throughout time, people have been brainwashed into thinking that this type of economy is absolutely normal. This type of economy is not normal. Actually, our founding fathers, they didn't want us using a private Western Central Bank. Why do you think over time they got rid of the first two? Why do you think the central bank continually tried to come back? Because they needed to control the people. They needed to corrupt the politicians. They needed control over everything to push their agenda. What is their agenda? Their agenda is to bring us into a system where they completely control everything. And the people are under their control. No questions asked. And they sit above all governments. That's really what they're trying to do. Because if you really look at the Federal Reserve right now, and you look at the other central banks, they are above government. They're in control of the creation of currency. And the government, we the people, and governments and we the people all across the globe, we're all subservient to this private Western Central Bank system. And they tried to put a lot of things into place where people went to jail. That was the early stages. And then the politicians started to wake up a little bit and say, wait a minute, this is getting out of hand. I mean, we have debtors' prison. I mean, really, this is something that we want, but then we put them to work. This makes no sense whatsoever. And yes, there were certain laws to protect the people, but we were still enslaved. And now, what are we witnessing? We're witnessing what the central bank system is. People are starting to learn what inflation is. People are starting to learn what the central bank actually does. The central bank is supposed to control inflation, which means the devaluation of the currency. The central bank is supposed to control employment. Now, do they really control any of this? Absolutely not. They don't control any of this. Actually, what they actually do is the opposite, and they usually blame it on someone else, almost like the Biden administration and the puppet masters, where they blame the high fuel costs on someone else. They blame inflation on someone else. The Federal Reserve does the exact same thing. They never take responsibility. But now everything's exposed. Now the people of this country and the world, they can see exactly what is happening, and everything's starting to fall apart, which means a lot more people are going to wake up. And yes, it happens in certain states first, certain countries first, but eventually it's going to engulf everybody. Now, if you look out in California, there's a lot of news coming out of California. What has been happening out there? Well, their economy is a complete and utter mess. They're trying to push reparations. Will that ever work? Probably not, because it will go. The state will go completely bankrupt. And you could see that everything that the Fed has been doing, California's real estate is starting to implode. Now, prices have dropped year over year out in California. The San Francisco and Silicon Valley are now in the solid leadership role of the housing bust playing out in California, with sales collapsing and prices heading south from the peak in April at an astonishing pace. There are vacant office spaces that are on the market for lease, and sublease continues to balloon. Landlords have started to file for huge reductions in assessment values to lower the property taxes, which is going to cut revenues further. Now, out in San Francisco, the housing market is a complete and utter disaster. The median price of a single-family house sold in November in San Francisco plunged by 11.4% from October to $1.5 million and by 27% from the peak in April. Now, this is a complete and utter disaster out there. Condo prices have plunged by 4.3% from the prior month. Now, really think about it. The Federal Reserve is continually raising the rates, and it's putting people out of the market. It's making it very difficult to purchase a home. And people, they're deciding, you know something, I'm out, which means people are going to have to lower their prices to bring people back into the market. And when you look in all of California, sales of single-family houses in California, they collapsed by 47.7% in November compared to a year ago. This is the biggest decline since 1980. And unsold inventory more than doubled year over year to a supply of 3.3 months. And days on the market also more than doubled before sellers pulled the unsold homes off the market again. For all of California, the median price of a single-family houses plunged another 3% in November from October, which pushed the prices down year over year by negative 0.6%. The median condo prices fell by 2.1% in November from October. And you can see that the economy now is buckling under the pressure of the Fed raising the rates. But really think about it. What is the true purpose of the Fed raising the rates? Are they really trying to control inflation? No. Biden has been using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to keep oil prices down, which is energy inflation. And inflation has dropped a little bit. But what's going to happen over time, and I do believe it's going to happen probably in the first quarter of 2023, we're going to start to see fuel prices start to move up again. And we're going to start to see inflation start to move up again. Because this, what he did, not just him alone, I mean the puppet masters, they really did it for the midterms. They went all out and they dumped millions of barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, and they sold a lot of oil out of this to keep the price down. And yes, they needed to do this during the midterms. Now, does it end as soon as the midterms are over? No, it takes a little bit of time, but eventually what happens is the price starts to creep back up, because what this Band-Aid fix doesn't work, which means if energy is creeping back up, that means inflation is going to creep back up. And this is exactly what we're witnessing. And people are going to start to realize what Biden said, what the Federal Reserve has said, that inflation is going to go down in 2023. I do believe the opposite is going to happen. And everyone's going to be looking at the Federal Reserve, at Biden, going, oh my God, you just lied to us once again. You have no idea what you're doing. Now, Wall Street Silver put this out on Twitter, and it says the Fed is moving historically fast to tame inflation. And it shows a graph. Now, it shows the graph from 1983 to 1988 to 1994, 1999, 2004, 2015, and 2022. When you look at the graph, the Fed is raising rates like we've never, ever seen before. And in 2022, it is much, much more than any other year, even much more than in 1999. And actually, Elon Musk responded to this and says, wow, worse than 1999. And it absolutely is. Because what is the true agenda of the Private Western Central Bank? The true agenda of the central bank is to bring down the system. And this is the way the Federal Reserve and other central banks do it. They raise their rates to a certain point, and then the economy starts to tip over. Once they get that signal and they realize it's happening, they start to pull back. We've seen it time and time again. Actually, if you look at the Federal Reserve right now, they raised their rates very, very quickly. And now they decided to raise it about 0.5%. because they're telling everyone that everything's fine now. The inflation rate is coming down. It seems like we stabilized everything. And yes, the next reading, it might also show that, oh, look, inflation came down to 6.8 or 6.7. And then the Fed will say, okay, then we're going to raise the rates again, but not as much. And this is their down cycle. Now, what's going to happen as we move into 2023, things are going to start to reverse. Now, the Fed most likely is probably going to start to blame the Biden administration, blame Putin, blame Ukraine, or they'll have some other type of event that they can blame. And as this continues on and inflation starts to pick up, the Fed is going to be looking at this saying, you know, it's only temporary, it's only transitory. This is what they normally do. Biden's going to say the same thing. Remember, he already told us that the inflation rate is going to go up and in 2023, it's going to come down. But he also told us that we're going to have setbacks in the economy. So he's speaking on both sides of his mouth, because actually what the Fed did, yes, we're going to have setbacks and inflation is going to pick up and energy inflation is going to pick up. So everything that they're talking about and everything that they're doing is going to backfire on them. And I do believe that the House, they will come up with solutions. And I do believe Trump, he will come up with solutions of what we need to do to make America great again, to actually help the economy. Now, do you think Joe Biden is going to go along with the recommendations of Trump? Well, if he does and the economy starts getting better, it shows that Trump is actually running the country. If he doesn't do what Trump does and the economy gets worse and he sticks to his plan, all eyes will be on him. All eyes will be on the puppet master. All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve. So yes, I do believe Trump is going to give instructions to the Fed. He's also going to give instructions to the puppet masters in the Biden administration, and they're going to ignore every single solution, just like they're going to ignore the solution about the border, because Trump already put out solutions about the border. They're also going to ignore the solutions about censorship or looking into the cases of FBI. So everything that they do, they're going to ignore Trump. Now, do I believe the House is going to come up with certain solutions and maybe try to pass bills according to what Trump is saying? Will the Senate then deny it, or will Biden then veto it? Because this will work against the Biden administration, and all eyes once again will be on the Biden administration. Now, the other way around, if they go ahead and they approve what the House wants to do and the economy gets better, well, that will then reflect on Joe Biden and people will go, holy crap, Trump's solution is working. Actually, Biden is completely trapped in all of this. Actually, the Federal Reserve is completely trapped in all of this. And from the very, very beginning, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have brought these two institutions down this path to show the people that Trump has a solution and these people want to destroy the economy. And this is the direction we're heading in. And I think the people are going to see this very, very clearly. And once the people start to recognize this, and I do believe they're going to see it very, very soon. I mean, it's not even going to take a year. It's going to take maybe a couple of days. They're going to realize, holy crap, the Biden administration, they're keeping that path that they set and the economy is getting worse. The Federal Reserve is keeping the path that they set. The economy is getting worse. And the solutions that Trump is actually telling them to do, they're not following. And the economy is just getting worse and worse and worse. What do you think is going to happen in the end? You think the people are going to say, yes, let's get Biden back. Let's get the D's back. Let's follow what they're doing. No, the people are going to see those individuals who truly want to help, those individuals that truly want to make America great again. And I think when you look at this, I don't think it will be confusing at all. I think people will see this very, very clearly. And what Trump has done right now, he's trapped them in their own agenda. There's no escaping this. Because no matter which way they go, they're screwed. And in the end, the people are going to understand who the truth teller is. They're going to understand who the person is who's trying to give solutions. And then they're going to realize who the people are who are trying to destroy this system. It's going to be very, very clear to the people. And once the people understand this, and once the people can think logically and they realize what's really going on, do you think the people are really going to want to go with the central bank digital currency? Because you know the Biden administration is going to be pushing it. You know the Federal Reserve is going to be pushing it. You know they're going to try to use an event to bring us into the central bank digital currency. But what do you think Trump and the Patriots are going to do? They're going to actually counter all of this using the same exact event. And who's going to have more traction? I do believe Trump and the Patriots. They're going to have the traction. The people are going to be listening to them. And the Federal Reserve, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, the puppet masters, they're going to have trouble trying to sell the people and what they want to do. and it's not going to work. And I do believe the people are going to make a completely different decision in the end, especially if there's an audit of the Fed. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they led the Fed, the puppet masters, the World Economic Forum down this path, and everything is falling apart on them. The climate change hoax falling apart on them. The central bank digital currency, the carbon taxes and all that interconnection of money, that is falling apart. The blame of Putin, Ukraine, and everyone else, that is falling apart. And yes, we're going to see a lot more. And the people in the end, they will have the ammunition from everything that they're seeing to make a logical decision of where this economy goes. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.